Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
When you're playing as good as our Braves are, you want to be all in. And hopefully, they are going to be all in. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Tonight, they start a new series with the Red Sox. And Mike, when you are offensively, okay, top five in almost every category, you're number one in a bunch of categories, right? But you're second in baseball and home runs hit behind the Yankees. You're first in batting average. Runners in scoring position. Like, these are things that win games. And so there's no surprise as to why the Braves are 36-18 and have the best record in baseball. Second in runs. But with all of that said, is there more pressure? And this is what you and I were talking about on Alex Anthopoulos with the way things have gone here first few months, right? Now we say, well, wait till we get to 1st of July. I don't need to. We got a good club. You got to make a decision on whether there's some urgency to bring in some more offense or pitching.
I honestly think right now, I mean, the idea and the story that broke last week when you were on vacay is that Schwellenbach and Waldrop are basically on the same schedule, and it sounds like they're ahead of schedule. And we'll ask Grant McCauley about it next hour at 5:20. We'll also talk about Bob Horner's legacy, guys, we learned earlier today. Braves posted information he passed at age 68. But yeah, I think it's more about a bat. I mean, you just scored five runs in the last three games.
Yep.
You know, 2-0, 2-1. There's been some where the bats have gotten cold. Now, Ozzy, I think, went 3-4 the other night. He's batting like 207 for the month. Ozzy's cooled off a little bit. Albies, you know, we're so excited about where he's at. Consistency. You know, Maddox in a little bit of a lull and seems like he's okay. But it's just, I would definitely go and get another bat because even though Dubon has been clutch, he's cooled off too.
Yes.
You know, and I would think, yeah, whether you want to continue the platoon thing where Yaz only hits against right-handers. The other day he did deliver the goods a few weeks ago, but still, he's basically a guy you can't really have at the plate against a lefty. So I would definitely try to get a bat. And I do hope this year. And I'll ask Grant, you know, we always bust chops. Here it is, not even, you know, what? We just came off of Memorial Day. I'm looking for a trade. They're not going to do anything soon, but I would like to sort of beat the other guys to the punch, to your point. You know, so I know it's not going to come to July, you know, at the earliest, but I would love to see us, if it's an arms race, get ahead of everybody else. We're going to be maybe battling in October.
You know,
fire sale, it's fire.
No, that's the opposite. But what's crazy is if we're able to reach the ultimate goal, which is the World Series, and by the way, I think. Okay, I know you guys are going, hey, it's way too early, you're crazy. I think we could be watching one of the best Braves teams that we've ever seen. No other Braves team has gotten off to a start like this.
But can they sustain it? Because of all the things we just talked about. Well, that's the question.
The length of the season always determines the greatness of the team. But for me to sit here and witness what I've seen, that no other Braves team has gotten off to this kind of start, even more talented Braves teams haven't done this. I think we're watching something that could ultimately be one of the best teams we've ever seen. The crazy thing for me is what I was going to say, Mike, is if we're able to accomplish this goal by staying in-house, it will be the most, I think, amazing thing about this whole story. You're telling me that at the end of the day, we started with four pitchers
right.
hurt, right, including Strider, who eventually comes back, and then you're telling me we're waiting on Swelly and you know, A.J. Smith-Shawver and these guys. And all these guys are going to come back and in some way, shape, or form help us. And we don't go outside to acquire more pitching and we're able to win this thing. That's an incredible story.
I still think even with Waldrop and Schwellenbach coming back, this goes back to you always seem to never have. Guys, let's talk about 2023. You came up short because you didn't have enough pitching. I got to get an insurance policy. I love the way they've set the bullpen up. Didier Fuentes can come in and shut it down for two or three innings. Suarez has been great. I still think he should be closing, but Iglesias is doing everything he needs to do when he came back from the injury. They're great. I mean, we got all these different pieces. It's not, you know, can it be as good as, you know, as what we had in 21 with the night shift? It's kind of trending that way. But maybe one more starting pitcher. How about that?
Okay. Look, I don't.
I mean, left fielder slash another bat, starting pitcher. You never have enough help.
No.
In the pen.
And look, the way I think that Alex would probably go about this, Mike, would be an inexpensive bat, right? Just more help.
You know, again, can we ever take on a guy who has a contract? It's always going to be that dreaded expiring contract. You know how it works.
Well, yeah, because I think they're always thinking about the guys they have locked up. When you think about the guys that are still in the contract, even going into next year, Harris is here, right? Ozzy, they picked up the option this year. But Riley's locked up. Acuna's still under contract. Like, there's still a bunch of guys, and I don't know if they want to do that. But either way, I still feel like there's some urgency now because we're off to this great start, and you cannot be first in baseball, Mike, heading to June and just kind of casually go, well, you know, we'll see where we're at. No. We've got a good club.
Yeah, I think it was Thursday or Friday, Grant posted that, talking with Spencer Schwellenbach, that he started throwing about now it's about almost like 7 or 8 days ago he started throwing.
Okay.
And he started like basically flat ground. They have a whole way they ramp it up. It's 60 feet. Then he's going to throw that distance for a couple of weeks, and they go to 75. But anyway, Schwellenbach and Waldrop apparently is almost on the same timeline. So that's really great news. But I still think while we're waiting.
And is that how they're looking at it, that they're getting two free agent pitchers?
Because Waldrop was one of the best young pitchers in baseball when the season ended. Yeah. So now we got to see how they approach it. That's great. Insurance policy. But again, it may coincide. These guys are back, and they'll have a sample size before the trade deadline.
It gives them a lot of flexibility if, in fact, they can come back and be successful. And, you know, I think the big thing is Strider looks starting to look like Strider, man. It's starting to feel a little bit better for me when I look at his stuff and how he's going about his starts. And Sale is just a dude. Like, that, we don't even have to talk about Chris Sale, but it's not going to be those guys. It's going to be this other part of the rotation that's got to uphold their part of the deal. 404-726-0929 as we talk about the Braves.
And by the way, just Bryce Elder, he did his job. Two earned runs.
He did.
One earned run, two runs are given up. Bryce Elder has been really good. Again, he has reinvented himself. You want to give Greg Maddux the assist for teaching him that sinker, whatever you want to do it.
Great.
The guy that I was complaining about, you can't trust him. You can trust him because he is now showing you, he's learned how to, because he doesn't have blowaway speed, to mix it up and really be effective.
Yeah. Braves, Red Sox tonight. We'll talk more about that particular matchup with Grant. But the fact that they've lost two series the entire season, is it real?
And you said it, you know, starting the show talking with Tony Gwynn Jr. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're not going to win them all. You're not going to go 105, and well, maybe we could. But, I mean, the team looks really good. The pitching has been a tremendous surprise, to Carl's point. It's just been, there's been some, look, you're going to have ups and downs for your hitters. It's just, Ozzie's kind of in one of those right now. We talked about Olson. Certainly, you know, I think, you know, Riley's found it. You know, I get guys complaining about Riley. I'm like, nah, he's getting better. The trajectory's there. Ronald's doing a great job, you know. Ronald's instant energy on the base pass.
He is.
It's just, you know, the thing that we've talked about.
The Baldwin injury concern you at all?
Yes, because you need to get him back. Because, I mean, look, and ironically, we had Chadwick Trapp give you the game winner the other night on Friday. Yeah. Unfortunately, we just couldn't hit on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah,
strange not having the Braves in action on Memorial Day, wasn't it?
It was weird. Yesterday, I'm like, where are the Braves? And then I realized, oh, it's an off day. But it was kind of weird.
Right.
Man, you're right about Baldwin, and he's been so big for him all season long.
Hope he doesn't lose something in that break. You know, come back and, you know, does it go tweak the mechanics or something, because he was just so dialed in.
He was.
He seems like, you know, I know that phrase called professional hitter, like a great ball striker, but the guy just looks so put together with a plan at the plate every at bat.
Couple of things before we get to guy talk. Tim Hires, he is our hitting coach, hitting instructor. He was asked a question about the secret of being a good hitting coach.
I've learned over the years, you have to have patience. Number one, this game is very difficult. It's not easy, and you're going to go through those ups and downs, and you got to, you know, hang in there with players. They're not out there trying to make outs. They're working their butts off. And, you know, I think a big part is being patient with guys, because you know they have talent, and that's part of it, where I tell Darnell and Eddie, we just talk about we serve these players. Whatever they need, we're trying to serve them to help them be prepared for 7 o'clock and go out there and compete.
Well, they are, and the crazy thing is, again, first home series loss as they lost over the weekend. But, again, I think when you look at the totality of the work that's been done, Hires deserves a lot of credit. We've talked about Walt Weiss deserves a lot of credit. But I also think whatever chemistry, Mike, that this makeup of this particular group has been very good. Here's Hires talking about Michael Money Harris.
He's an unreal talent. He really is. And so it's so fun to work with him and talk to him about hitting. But yeah, sometimes that is scary for a hitter to think about making a slight adjustment. But, you know, the adjustment he made, you know, kind of maybe raising his hands just a little bit higher, but with something he did when he first started minor league baseball and hitting high school. So it wasn't a major adjustment, but it's still scary. But credit to him, he worked through some difficult times, and then he's reaped the rewards of that hard work.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Mm. Hopefully they can keep things going. Strider's on the hill tonight. We'll talk more about that with Grant coming up.
The only thing that we talked about with Tony Gwynn Jr., I was asking about, you know, stolen bases. For all the things, you know, again, we may be leading the major leagues in pickoffs, being picked off, but the Braves are only 23rd in stolen bases right now. And we talked about how, let's be honest, you know, they were going to be more aggressive on the base pass. I think Walt had to back that off because our first base coach was like, you know, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, sending these guys.
Yeah, trying to go. Yeah, the pickoffs have not been. We were trending in the wrong direction.
Yes.
Mike, what do we have coming up in Guy Talk?
Hey, man. Some talk from Indy. If you missed it, Carl had a nice perk on his vacation. Yeah, I got the Indy 500. It was the best and the closest finish ever in the history of the race. I got some stuff on that. And some of the things that I want to run by you since you were out of town last week, the whole Kyle Busch thing just blindsided us on Thursday at the end of the program. We'll talk about that because more and more information now coming out and how he was given tribute both in Indy and in Charlotte. We'll get into that. Coming up with Guy Talk next on Dukes and Bell.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.